We have Dr. Moore on the hotline.
Who is that?
Ted's booty doctor.
Oh, our producer Ted. This is nice of him to call.
Oh,
our
my God.
Producer Ted came in for about an hour. Then at 7 he left. He had to go get a camera put up his butt, like most everyone should have at one time or another in their lives. And I guess this is his doctor. Doctor, is it Moore?
Hi, this is Dr. Beth Moore.
Wait a minute.
I'm not a booty doctor. I'm the Beverly Butt Babe.
Are you an actual doctor?
Yes, I am.
And you're the one who put the camera up his butt?
Yeah, he did great. He's no problem. He's doing real well.
Did you knock him out with, was he asleep?
He was sleeping, and he's awake right now, and he's wanting some juice and crackers, and he's doing all right.
So you can be knocked out when you get that procedure done?
Yeah.
Hey, is he still groggy?
He's still groggy, but
let us talk to him.
Put him on.
Okay. Tell him he's on the air.
Okay, hold on just a second. Bring him over.
Bring him over.
They
want to
talk to you on the air.
That'd be pretty good. Because it's good when he's straight and
sober.
Hey.
Hey
there. Hi, Ted. How you doing, man?
Oh, I was slurring my words for a while there, but they put me out of it, so it was easy.
Oh, it's all better.
Yeah.
How's your butt feel?
Right now, I feel nothing.
Oh, it's coming.
You kind of numb? Do they deaden that area or something?
You don't deaden the area, do you? Do you deaden the area down there?
Do you?
No.
Yeah. They didn't deaden the area?
Sedation by vein, they say.
But you just had a little tube stuck up your butt. You feel nothing?
Well, I couldn't feel nothing. I was out of it.
But I mean now.
Right now, I'm not sure what's going on. They gave some good drugs. I'm slurring my words.
Yeah. What kind of drugs they give you there, Ted?
Demerol and something else.
Demerol and something else, huh? Yeah. So when did you wake up? Just recently here?
Hey, Beth. 5 minutes ago.
About 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Did you dream?
It was all surreal.
Was it?
It's very surrealistic.
Who are we?
You Mark and Brian.
Okay, and where exactly is that you work? The address of the place is?
3321 South La Cienega Boulevard. The words ain't coming out very well.
And who are the two men that are currently running for president in the Democratic and Republican convention situation?
Clinton and Dukakis.
Clinton and Dukakis.
Oh, no, Gore and Bush.
Gore and
Bush. Right.
How old are you?
48.
What's your wife's name?
Sue.
Your kids' names?
The bunny is Vanilla Bean.
Man. Holy cow. You got somebody to drive you home there,
yeah.
Ted?
Sue's coming by.
Sue's coming by.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's coming by.
Yeah, come on, get me.
Yeah. Come and get you? Yeah. Okay.
Go eat some food.
Yeah. Oh, you hungry? Go eat some food. Wow. Are you a little hungry?
Yeah.
Well, tell everybody why you're hungry. I know this. You're hungry because you
Ted. Had...
Ted? Where'd he go?
Ted?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Tell everybody why you're hungry.
Because I haven't eaten anything.
Because?
Because I have purged my system.
Right, so you've been on a...
Liquid diet.
Yeah.
So what kind of food are you going to go get with Sue?
Oh, I want to go get myself a nice roast beef sandwich. And then a triple venti latte at Starbucks.
Yeah, oh, some Starbucks going on. That'll wake you up.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I can't go get myself a nice roast beef sandwich.
So did I tell you I'm slurring a little?
No, you're doing great. Now, how soon did they put you out? I mean, do you remember any of the procedure at all?
Not really.
Sometimes they take a video of it. Do you get to take the video home of your insides?
Was there a video shot today?
Oh,
they have pictures.
Oh, bring them in. We'll all look at yours.
Oh, those internal shots. Yeah, we have some pictures. They have pictures I can bring back. Show and tell time.
And what's the address of the radio station again?
3321 South Los Angeles. My mouth is really dry too. It's hard to talk.
You just missed a syllable there, but that's understandable.
Get myself a roast beef sandwich.
Definitely understandable.
Ted, we're glad you made it through. You have done something that guys run from like the plague.
Right, so now you'll be following in my footsteps.
Yes.
Truly.
Oh, my God.
And it's good to know that you can be put out, because that's what I would need done.
Yeah, I was pretty out of it.
So you don't remember any pain whatsoever?
Not during the procedure, nothing.
Now, you weren't put out with local. They didn't... I mean, put you to sleep. You were given Demerol
and some other stuff.
So you were heavily relaxed.
Heavily relaxed. You feel something's going on, but you can't feel it.
Okay, that's great. That's exactly what we need.
So were you alert during it? I mean, were you alert?
I think, awake, but not alert.
Do you remember saying, okay, it's in me now?
No.
You don't?
Excellent.
You don't remember the second that they stuck that thing up there?
No, I don't.
Okay, can we talk to your doctor again?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Thanks, Ted. We'll see you when you get back tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Hi.
So that was great.
He's fine, and he did okay.
He did great.
Okay. Just out of interest, can I be put all the way out if can a person be put all the way out?
Well, we don't do general anesthesia, but we give you a really heavy sedation. I can guarantee you won't remember anything.
Excellent.
That's the way we
that is. And is the key phrase to that Demerol?
No, the key phrase is actually Versed, because Versed is like Valium, but the nice thing about Versed is that it's amnestic, so it makes you forget everything.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool? Good.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're probably both going to wind up coming to you.
Okay.
We'll
take good care of you.
Apparently so.
Well, he did a great job, no problem.
Listen, because if there's one person out there, you know, I mean, if we all got to get cameras put up our butts, we'd rather be one person.
That's right.
Than go to different people. You sound great. How much?
But more than one camera.
More than one camera.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Oh, because you wouldn't want the same. Yeah, yeah. Or if you do use the same one you used on Ted, just, you know, wash her off some.
We'll wash it off.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm glad to give you a good report.
Thanks, Doc.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
And the thing is, think how good he feels now. It's over.
Oh.
He's done it.
Oh.
It's something that everyone dreads having to do.
Oh, jeez. Jeez, I didn't mind the vasectomy. I don't mind a lot of different things, but that's one thing I am beyond dreading.
Yeah, everyone is.
And having it here, that was a great service to hear Ted talk about it, and you know he doesn't remember it.
Mumble about it. Yeah.
Oh, that was just great.
That's good.
Okay, business and back. It's the Mark and Brian Radio Program, 95.5 KLOS.